B-Pod Studios.
Now, Bizarre. WMMR presents Bizarre. Kristen and Steve's Bizarre File.
Well, this is always interesting to see when something like this happens. A Ford GT owner in Boca Raton, Florida, crashed his recently purchased supercar into a tree on Friday evening because he was, quote, unfamiliar with how to drive a stick shift.
Oh, geez.
Why? Why?
By the way, the car cost $704,000.
Oh, God.
And he doesn't know how to drive a stick. Oh, the driver, 50-year-old Robert J. Guarini, told cops that he lost control after downshifting while leaving his housing development. This led to a head-on collision with a palm tree. Guarini then told a nearby security worker that he did not have his phone and needed a ride back to his house, where he spoke to authorities via landline after leaving the vehicle unattended. Through the police report says that Guarini told officers the crash was caused by inexperience of the manual transmission. The Ford GT owner told Road and Track over the phone that there was more to the event. He claims that old tires, muddy pavement, and fresh detailing were all factors causing into the 550-horsepower supercar to swing out and hit a tree.
Preston, you know how hard it is to keep control of a car when it's been detailed.
I mean, you know, it's so clean. The driver also told Road and Track the crash occurred as he shifted up into second gear from first, not downshifting. He said, I don't want people to think that I was racing at 90 miles an hour. I was going at 35 miles an hour.
Out of the community.
Photos from the crash site show that the damage is limited to the front third of the car. The hit was substantial enough to trigger multiple airbags, disable the vehicle, and cause the GT to slide far enough after hitting the tree that it blocked a nearby sidewalk. It was not registered, and he was not insured when the crash occurred.
No. Excellent.
Guarini claims the car was covered under an umbrella policy and that he just didn't have the documentation available when the crash happened. Police report listed the VIN indicated that the car was purchased at Barrett Jackson Auction in Palm Beach in early April for $704,000, which is about the going price for a 2006 Heritage Edition GT.
It's gorgeous.
That would make a replacement a very expensive endeavor. By the way, Guarini was issued a citation for driving with a suspended license and a warning for operating an unregistered vehicle.
Well, it kills me because he did everything right.
Wow.
Yeah.
I mean, this is a little less than that, but I know somebody who borrowed somebody's very expensive car. I forget what it was. It may have been a Lamborghini, something like that. And they're low to the ground, so you kind of have to know what you're doing when you're driving. And when he parked, the curb was, like, you know, a little bit higher and slid. It was like, and then was like, oh, my God. And you have to back up and backed up. And, like, the whole front of it and, like, underneath was just destroyed. It cost the owner of the car just for him to park the car. It was, like, $20,000.
God. Wow. You got to be careful in those things. A woman pronounced dead after a car crash shocked mourners at her funeral by banging on the coffin and showing signs of life. Rosa Isabel Cespedes Cayaca.
Is anyone out there?
Interrupted her own funeral with stunned family members hearing a noise from her coffin at the service in Peru last week. She had been announced as a fatal casualty after being involved in a catastrophic crash, which also took the life of her brother-in-law. Her three nephews were left with serious injuries following the incident. And following the tragedy, Rosa was placed into a coffin ahead of her funeral last Tuesday, but mourners gasped when they heard noises at the start of the service. Her relatives, who had lifted the coffin onto their shoulders, immediately lowered it and opened the lid to find her alive and peering at them. Wow.
It's like an Edgar Allan Poe story.
The cemetery caretaker, Juan Segundo Cajo, commented, she opened her eyes and was sweating. I immediately went to my office and called the police.
So we assume they didn't embalm her.
No, her family picked up the coffin and took her to the hospital. The Rosa's still inside. Medics put her on life support after they noticed she had weak signs of life, but sadly, she died a few hours later. Right? Our family are calling on healthcare bosses for answers to find out why she was declared dead in the first place. Rosa's relatives believe she may have been in a coma after the accident, which could be the reason medics thought that she was dead. Police in Peru are now investigating the incident. I have another similar story to that coming up a little bit later on. A restaurant that served a Boston suburb for decades has been forced to permanently close after an oil delivery driver's mishap led to a large amount of heating oil being dumped into the basement.
Oh.
This happens. Aram's Cafe in Belmont made its goodbye announcement via Facebook. The restaurant was a breakfast and lunch spot known for its Armenian food that first opened in 1987. The restaurant owner, Aram Potsaljan, said that he was working the grill in late January when he heard a flushing sound and discovered an unfamiliar reddish liquid flushing underneath the stairs in his basement. An Aram's Cafe customer who works at a gas station across the street identified the liquid as heating oil. Before he knew it, he said approximately 75 gallons of BioHeat Super Plus, a combination of biodiesel and heating oil, had flooded into his basement. He told newspapers that the fuel tank was removed from his restaurant years ago when the building was converted from oil heat, but the pipe from the outside to the basement had been left in place.
Well, you're right. Sometimes this happens with home heating oil as well. Sometimes this is a situation, but that's just a nightmare.
He said somehow whoever disconnected the tank forgot to cap the pipe from the outside. The owner of the company involved in the incident, Cubby Oil, admitted that one of his delivery workers made a mistake by delivering the fuel to 85 Trapello Road, the address for Arms Cafe, instead of 81 Trapello Road.
They should have capitalized on it and made it a thing so that with each meal you get like a quart of oil and instead of chopsticks, you use dipsticks.
Owner Charlie Uguletto said that the worker entered the address into the GPS system. It took him to the wrong building. If the worker's truck had been on the wrong street, it would not have allowed him to pump the oil until he confirmed the current location. In this case, a warning did not come up because the GPS led the truck to that location.
I just did a quick search. What's the quintessential Armenian dish?
Oh, I don't know.
Okay.
Not familiar with Armenian food. But he said, I want to apologize to Aram for the mistakes we made. I certainly take full responsibility for everything.
Sorry.
For everyone that works for me here. No one did anything intentionally. It ruined about $60,000 worth of merchandise and did a lot of damage to the building. And so he had to shut it down, which is too bad because of that mistake.
93.3 WMMR. Audio on demand. It's the Bizarre File podcast.
Nevada authorities have used the clothes on the decomposing body discovered in the receding waters of Nevada's Lake Mead to date the remains to the 1970s when it is believed that the victim was murdered.
Uh-huh.
So
that was a transitional time in Vegas.
Yeah, so they found it in, you know, it was in a barrel. Yeah. We had mentioned this yesterday. Las Vegas police said Tuesday that the body found in a muck-coated barrel on Sunday is believed to be a man who died from a gunshot wound. Detectives believe the victim was killed sometime in the mid-1970s to early 80s. Lieutenant Ray Spencer said, based on clothing and footwear, the victim was found with. Spencer said that the garments were the type found at Kmart in the mid to late 1970s. Forensic experts were still attempting to identify the body on Tuesday. Rising temperatures, slighter snowpacks, and ongoing drought have caused Lake Mead to shrink by 1 or 2 feet every year, according to a Monday statement from Spencer, who added that he expected further grisly discoveries to soon be pulled from the lake's former depths. I said there's probably tons of bodies
you
in Lake Mead.
You have to imagine, because you know that there are tons of people who are buried out in the desert. It's a standard thing.
It's so barren. You know, that they can go and stash stuff. Same thing with the water. How about this? This is a nice story. A 100-year-old Brazilian man broke the Guinness World Record for the longest career in the same company. Walter Orthman first worked at Industrials Renault SA, which is now known as Renault View. He started as a shipping assistant when he was only 15 years old. He was then promoted to a salesperson and then made his way to sales manager, which is still his current role. He's 100 years old.
100 years old, sales manager at the same company. And in the capacity of sales manager, how long was he?
That I don't know. Yeah. Walter believes that the best part about having a job is that it gives you a sense of purpose, commitment, and routine.
Yeah.
The record was verified in January. And he started working on January 17th, 1938.
Oh, my God.
He turned 100 years old on April 19th.
Next year, they're going to give me a raise.
Orthman was hired.
He's been holding out.
He was hired at such a young age because of his strong ability to speak German. He was born in Brusque, a small town in Santa Catarina, Brazil.
Brusque.
Which has a large German population. Orthman was able to travel to multiple places for his job, which he explained it was it is what made him fall in love with it. So Yeah, it's pretty wild. He's been
there. It's amazing. For so long. They better give him more than just a cookie with his name written on it.
Did a lot of Nazis flee to to Brazil, right?
Yes.
Was
in fact, the book The Boys from Brazil.
Yeah. Was it why South America?
I just think they have so more relaxed or lax or extradition issues.
Okay.
I think so.
All right. An elderly Shanghai resident was mistakenly declared dead and taken to a morgue in a body bag. Earlier, I had the story about the woman waking up in a coffin,
banging
on the coffin. Video footage shot by a bystander shows the moment several workers dressed head to toe in protective gear recoil as they realize the man is still alive. The footage has since gone viral on Chinese social media, sparking horror and outrage. The video posted on Sunday shows the head of the man, a nursing home resident, appearing from the yellow body bag as the workers lift it from the vehicle. The person filming the video can be heard saying the nursing home is such a mess, they've sent a living person on a hearse and said they were dead. The undertaker's staff said that they were still moving. It is really irresponsible. On China's Twitter-like platform Weibo, many pointed out that the man could have been buried or cremated had he not been discovered alive. The district government responded to the incident on Monday, saying in a statement the elderly man was now in a stable condition.
God almighty.
Yeah, right? A couple claim to have found bones in their 150-year-old house as they renovated the property, ready to flip it. They think they're human bones. The young married couple have been sharing their do-it-yourself journey to their TikTok page as they explain their first-time buyers and flippers. The pair thought that to be based in Canada, picked up a bungalow for $25,000 with plans to turn it into a three-bedroom, two-story home.
Hey, guys, we found a rotting corpse in a bungalow.
As they set about renovating the home, they shared quirky finds in the property, which they've estimated is 150 years old. There's a newspaper from 62, photos from 1998, a sardine tin from the 1890s.
Whoa. And they're still good.
Coupons, which expired in 64, a TV guide from 1963, layers of wallpaper and old clothes are among the treasures that they have uncovered.
Wow.
But in a shock, they believe they had found bones underneath the house. A clip was captioned, "Renovating is all fun and games until you find bones." They filmed someone in what appears to be a crawl space under the floorboard, zooming in on dust and debris and what appeared to be bones scattered about. Parks Canada said the accidental discovery of human remains triggers a complex series of legal requirements under both federal and provincial laws. If human remains are accidentally discovered, police will determine whether it is an unrecorded but non-criminal burial site or an archaeological site. Wow. And then we'll do one more story. The Bellevue, Nebraska Police Department is reporting an unusual call from its overnight shift. Officials said on Twitter they were called to a burglary in progress. But when officers arrived, the situation wasn't quite as scary as it was made out to be. They say a family reported hearing footsteps from someone moving around upstairs.
Uh-huh.
Officers instead found a Roomba robotic vacuum scooting around, presumably doing its job, and they thought it sounded like somebody walking around the house.
I can see that.
It's like me and my automatic cat box scraper thing.
Did they get a shotgun as well?
I pulled a loaded shotgun out for. All right. That's what I have in the Bizarre File.
Thanks for listening to Preston and Steve's Bizarre File podcast. Go to PrestonandSteve.com, click on demand for full show podcasts, and to subscribe so you never miss an episode. And thanks for listening.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.